Accession number 19834, real one.
Yes. Interview Terry Bullock from VT39.
During the summer of 1940, you were involved in attacks on harbours on the continent to disrupt German invasion plans. Could you describe what you were doing?
Well, we were flying Hudson aircraft from Bertram Newton in Norfolk, and we were flying nearly every day and night looking for these ships, merchant ships and barges that we knew were coming down the European coast from Emden down through the Dutch harbours and down into France. And if we found anything, we used to bomb them.
What form did the attack take? Perhaps you could talk me through an attack from a little way out over the sea. Can you tell me what you did firstly with the daytime attacks?
Well, the daytime attacks were mainly low-level attacks from 3,000 feet down to 500 feet, sort of dive bombing on the Dutch harbour, Wilmsoord and Texel, all around the Dutch coast, trying to eliminate these barges that were the Germans were gathering for the invasion of the UK.
What sort of opposition did you meet on the daylight attacks?
We didn't find any fighter aircraft at all, but there was flak from Holland, mainly. And at night, we attacked Emden three nights running from high level, and the anti-aircraft fire was quite intense.
Perhaps just coming on to try and bundle up the night attack in a complete story. In terms, you've attacked by day. Could you describe one of the attacks you made on a harbour at night?
Well, we were a single aircraft each. Daytime, of course, we were in formation, but at night we were single aircraft coming along one behind the other, say about 4 or 5 minutes intervals, at approximately the same height of about 16,000 feet. And we used the Mark 14 bomb sight.
How successful were the attacks? Did you get...
Well, we could see explosions on the ground in the harbours, and we didn't waste much time. We turned around and came home.
And were you made aware of the success or otherwise of the attacks you made on the barges?
Well, on our return, we went to the ops room and debriefed, and that's about it. We didn't hear much about it until probably the next day, the RAF sent over a PRU, photographic reconnaissance aircraft, probably a Spitfire from Coastal Command, to take photographs. But we really never heard, we were never told what the results were. They kept very quiet about those.
Okay. What I'd like to do, just go back to the start and just go through it a slightly different way. What I'm really hoping for you to say is sorry, Nick. I think probably the best way of doing it is to try and get the complete story in one go. Essentially, what I'm trying to paraphrase what you told me is we became aware that the Germans were preparing to invade, and the barges were coming down the coast and collecting in harbours, and we were sent out to attack them at daytime and at night time.
Right.
And it's essentially paraphrasing what you told me when I first came up to see you. And it'll make it slightly easier for us if we can do it that way, if that's okay.
Sure.
And then I can take you on then to talk through the daylight raid.
Mm-hmm.
What I really want is to get over what you saw and what you did from the time you sort of, came in for the final attack on both and what you saw below you. So if we can... Okay. There came a time over the summer of 1940 when it became clear that the Germans were planning something. When did you first become aware of what's happening and what happened?
I was in July 1940, when we started concentrating on the attacking merchant ships and the harbours of Western Europe, from Emden on down through Holland into northern France. And sometimes we did daylight raids, comparatively low level, 3,000 feet down to 500 feet in a dive bombing attack. And at night we'd do a high level, mainly over Emden and some other airfields as well in Holland we used to attack.
What do you see, if you can imagine that you're back sitting in the pilot seat of the Hudson, as you make your run, bombing run, on a daylight attack, what do you see? What are you looking out for as you go? What keys are there?
On the daylight run, it was very simple. We just aimed the nose of the airplane straight down. But quite a good steep dive, and we'd release the bombs ourselves. At about 500 feet, we'd dive from 3,000 to 500 onto the harbour, and then pull up. We didn't need the bomb site for those attacks. Only at night, when we're at high level.
And again, when you're making your run at night, can you describe what it's like as you go in? Do you see flak coming up? How are you aware that you're over the harbour? Because I assume that it would be in blackout.
Well, it was always on clear nights when we did these operations. You could see. And we had the Mark 1 ASV on our Hudsons, which would give you the coastlines. And the bomb aim was down the nose with a Mark 14 bomb sight, and he would direct us over the target, and he'd release the bombs. We'd see the explosions, then we'd turn away.
And in the course of the summer, it had become increasingly apparent that the Germans would bring the bombs down, specifically storing them ready to launch the invasion in Yorkshire.
Oh, I believed it. We could see them in the various harbours, moored alongside.
Okay. What I'll do is take it back. We've got that side of the story, and I'll take it back, and now we'll sort of go through it exactly through your eyes as you can remember it. When you're called to the briefing room, for the first time you're told there's an operation, you're going out that night to attack the invasion ports. What did you feel? Were you surprised that the invasion was that close?
No, not really. It was after Dunkirk. We knew the Germans were massing their forces on the French coastline there near Boulogne and Dover. And we were also told from the reconnaissance pictures that the barges were coming down the coast, and that was our prime target. Well, we were instructed to try and demolish.
So from the time you take off, if you can talk me through, what is it like? I mean, you're flying a Hudson. This is a new, more powerful aircraft than you've flown before. You've had them for a little while now.
Oh, yes.
What's it like flying it in? If you can talk me through going in, you know, peeling off, diving down, What are the main sensations you feel as you attack?
Well, it's exciting, really. You get your target in view, you peel it off, you're in formation, and you all dive down onto the harbour. You can see the harbour. It's broad, absolute gin clear day. And just point the nose down at it, and about 500 feet, you couldn't miss. Press the tit, and that's it. Then you take possibly photographs, the rear gunner, and you turn away.
And what, as you're attacking, are you receiving anti-aircraft fire as you're doing this?
Oh, we were, yes. Quite not the daylight ones. At night was more intense. But I remember pulling out of the daylight raid, the dive bombing attack on Wilmsord, and I saw some German soldiers cycling up the street ahead of me. I just let him have a squirt from the two front guns before I pulled off. It's all excitement.
So the danger...
The adrenaline sort of flows. You don't think of the danger.
I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
Oh, I see, sorry.
If I can ask a question. No, it's my fault, it's not your fault at all. That's marvellous now. It's beginning to get to...
And of course, we met some enemy aircraft on the way over, possibly, because they were doing the same sort of job as we were doing, a reconnaissance, mainly. They weren't bombing anything, they were just looking for our shipping and around our harbours, the Heinkel 115, which was the float plane. And we attacked two of them and shot them down just off the Texel coast.
Perhaps I can just bring you back to ask you a question, which will cut in with the attack. When you're flying across the North Sea in the middle of the summer, it's very clear you can see a lot, a long way. Can you describe what you can see out of the cockpit as you're heading towards the Dutch coast?
Well, you could pick up the coastline on your radar, first of all. Depends on your height, of course, what height you're at. If you fly high, you'll see further, as long as there are no cloud in the sky. Well, this was the midsummer, 1940, which was a very good summer. And we pick up the coast, we make sure we're right on track for our target. And the gunners, everybody, we're looking around for enemy fighters, but fortunately we never found or saw any. So we carried on and went into our dive when we came over the coast to the harbour.
Could you give us some impression of how quickly everything happens? From the moment you start your dive when you go into the attack, it doesn't take very long.
No, it's only a matter of seconds. You open the bomb doors before you start your dive, make sure they're open, otherwise you'd really be in trouble. And put it into a dive, and that's it.
Did you feel exhilarated as you pulled out once you dropped the bombs? How did you feel?
Well, I feel good. Done a job.
An important job?
Oh, yeah, very important.
And you were clearly aware that what you were doing was hampering the Germans' ability to mount an invasion if they wanted to.
Well, we hope so. That's what we were doing it for.
Okay. Perhaps we could do the same thing for a night raid now, because we've got a picture of what happens during the day. It's obviously very important because you're being sent out in the day and then you're sent out at night as well. What was the difference? What do you see that's different in a night raid as compared to a day raid?
Well, mainly from the navigation point of view, it is vital. At night, we were trained navigators in Coastal Command. We had two pilots, and we were both trained navigators, which was not so in other commands. And, it was only a short trip across the North Sea from the Norfolk coast to Holland, and we just made sure that we were right on track, finding the wind and all that sort of thing, and getting onto the target over Emden. You couldn't miss it. Really.
When you're making these raids, did your squadron suffer losses as you're bombing the ports?
Very few. We did. Occasionally.
Perhaps we can tie that in with another question. It's something we were talking about outside. The summer of 1940 is very much in the public's mind, the battle between British fighter squadrons and German bombers.
Absolutely. Battle of Britain, yes.
Coastal Command feels it's very much the Cinderella service. Did you feel that your important contribution was overlooked at the time? How did that make you feel?
Yes, we were really out on our own. We were the Cinderella force. Even later on in the war we were, 42 and 43. We never got the supplies we wanted. We're always down the bottom of the list. And we always had that feeling we were being neglected in the stores and supplies that we wanted. in the way of armaments and bombs.
Did you feel at the time that you suffered losses, friends of yours have been killed, and all the credit's going to the Hurricane and Spitfire pilots? Did you feel anything about that?
Not really. We didn't worry about it. We knew the Battle of Britain was going on. We were right up in Norfolk there, and we had our own little war to contend with and carry on.
And engage with the public? It was all...
Yeah, well, the public didn't know anything about us, because Coastal Command, although it was 16 Group in Chatham, was our headquarters, we were always under the control of the Navy.
And do you think if the public had seen at the time what you've seen with the invasion barges building up in the ports there, do you think that would have caused more of a worry?
I think it probably would, yes.
I'm asking you a separate question. Perhaps I can try and shape all this into one answer. I need to find the right question. It really is, I'm asking, what I'd like you to describe is really, it's the secret war almost, as if you're up in your corner of Norfolk fighting your war against the invasion ports, and it's not something the public knew about, and yet you know, people were killed, and it was very important. So, it's very much a secret war you're involved in. People don't know about it. All the glory is going to the fighter squadrons who are involved in the Battle of Britain. If you can describe what you did, how did it make you feel that people didn't know what was going on?
Well, it didn't particularly worry us at all. We just got on with it.
In the early part of the summer of 1940, you're involved in North Sea patrols. Then you go on to fight the secret war. Could you describe how it was secret and how that made you feel as Coastal Command pilots?
Well, we didn't really think it was all that secret. I mean, we were quite divorced from what was going on further south in Fighter Command. We knew what they were doing, but we had a different plan altogether. And we knew that these barges were coming down the coast of Western Europe, and our job was to try and get rid of them. And that's what we concentrated on, day and night. Practically every day we were flying, I was flying anyway. See, the trips were quite short, only a maximum of possibly 4 to 5 hours.
Right. Moving on slightly, I'd just like to ask you a couple of questions about how you felt towards the Germans, and especially how you felt after you'd heard that your brother had been killed over the summer. Your brother was in the RAF. He was in a Wellington.
He was on a Wellington squadron, yes.
And he was unfortunately killed in the early part of 1940.
He was killed in January 1940, and they were doing daylight raids on Wellington's, which was suicidal.
How did that make you feel about the Germans? I mean, did you take what you were doing very personally?
Well, I didn't up till then, but after that I did, very seriously. I disliked them intensely, and I still do.
Sorry, I interrupted. What I'd like to do is try and get this into one answer. And again, it's my fault for asking one question. if you'd like to have a drink of water. Perhaps you could describe how you came to dislike the Germans, what happened to cause you to dislike them, and take it all very personally during the summer of 1940.
Well, the early part of the war, I was a pre-war pilot in the RAF. I was just doing what I was supposed to do. But then in January 1940, I heard my brother had been killed, shot down in daylight off the Danish coast on a sortie of a squadron. There were about 5 or 6 of them shot down by a Messerschmitt 110 squadron. And the next day, I flew down to Mildenhall in the station Magister to get the details from their squadron headquarters. And I met his wife, and it was a very sad occasion. And I got the details from the squadron adjutant, and from that day onwards, I said that I really try and get down and do something positive in the war. And I took a great dislike to the Germans, which I still have to this day.
When you were flying on missions, I mean, when you're flying attacking the ports, do you think that changed the way you approached matters, or could you detach your flying ability from your hatred of the Germans at this time?
Well, it made me concentrate that much harder and make sure I hit something positively.
And it was important to you to get back?
Very important.
It was important to get back in any way you could?
Absolutely. Very important to get back in.
Okay. I'm not sure what
other sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh.
Okay. Perhaps as you're pulling out of the dive, you described seeing some Germans going on the road. Perhaps you can describe to me what happened, what you saw, and what you did.
Well, as I was just about to pull out of the dive at about 500 feet, I saw in front of me some German soldiers riding bicycles up the main street, a Wilmsold. So that was a good opportunity for me to make sure I did something positively. So I just let them have my two 303s as I was pulling up.
And this had the desired effect?
It did. Several of them, anyway. Made me feel better.
I'm sorry, I'll just ask you a question in a different way. What was the effect of you shooting at the Germans?
Well, I got a few of them, I know, and then I turned away, and that made me feel a lot better.
Okay. Mm. Can I ask a more general question, perhaps because I'm particularly fascinated about the sort of perceptions about the invasion? I mean, were you aware that there was a more widespread fear or apprehension or preparedness in regards to invasion before or when you heard that you were going to be part of protecting the country against this threat?
Well, this, you've got to remember, this was only a few months after Dunkirk. And we knew that the British Army had very little arms or ammo. They'd lost a lot of it in France. And it was an ideal time for the Germans to invade, I thought. And we were prepared. That's when we started all these July, August, September of 1940 to try and counter these barge concentrations and stop them.
In the summer, you've been in the RAF for 4 years, I think, by this stage.
Yeah, 36, I think, yeah.
Experienced flyer. What satisfaction do you get out of doing of a job well done? What's it like being in control of you're a very experienced flyer, you're a good pilot flying a good aircraft. What's the sensation you feel at the end of the day when you come back and you've bombed the harbour and it's been successful?
Well, you feel you've really accomplished something useful. And long may it continue. That's what we all thought.
Death was an occupational hazard, though. I mean,
then we go into the mess and have a few beers.
Sorry. A question about the social side of it. There is the widely held public perception of the fighter boys with their moustaches and their pints of beer. What was the social side of it like? What was it like being, you know, you were one of the elite. You were one of the best pilots about.
Well, I wouldn't say that. Although my assessments were all pretty good, above average, or something like that.
But when you get together afterwards, when you come back from a raid, you've done what you set out to do. What's the social side of it like? Is there kind of wild release, or is it just quiet satisfaction?
Well, it's fairly quiet satisfaction. We'd go and have a drink and we'd all talk about it, discuss it, what we hope we've achieved.
And then you had to go out and do it again the next day?
The next day or next night, yes.
And you would have carried on doing it as long as...
As long as we were ordered to. Absolutely.
Okay. I think that's right.